Warning.
You will hear a lot of likes, but oh my god, vocal fry. So listen at your own risk. Hi guys, welcome to Let's Talk Shit Miami. I don't know why we sink in. I keep forgetting the intro, and I feel like we need music, but I don't know. You guys let us
know. Like the intro, we can like compose our own music and be like call her daddy when like, do you call her daddy? Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
Sophia, you can. But it's good.
Yeah, it was the best one. Hi guys, how are you guys doing? This is Val speaking
with your other girl Isabella.
Wow.
Why are we wowing?
I don't know, we always say that, and I got that from David, right?
Yeah No, it was like wow. That was how you guys
I remember this girl in college. We had beef in, I don't know, I remember the grade, middle school. So from middle school to college, I had beef with her. And I remember she was like, David and I always used to call, like copy Kim Kardashian, like the voice. I guess the girl took it serious. She's like, you know what? You know what? You need to stop trying to talk like Kim Kardashian because that's not you. And I was like, don't you know that that's just, everyone plays around like that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's your problem, girl?
Super stupid. And then they start copying everything that you get. Like, everything that you and David have done, you pass it on to me. Because, you know, we always hang out and, like, you know? So people were trying to copy me, too.
Yeah, at the end, like, the whole college started doing that shit.
Started talking like that.
And I'm like, I'm pretty sure still now everyone is doing that. But, yeah, who started this was David. Not even me. Thank you, David. Okay. Isa, so... talking about college, 5 years ago I was in college.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 5 or 4?
No.
10 less.
Years ago. It was 100 years ago.
It was less. It was less. But I just say 5 years ago because like 5 years ago, I just remember that ex
relationship. No, it was 5 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
When did you graduate?
I graduated like 2018 or 17.
No, you didn't.
I graduated 2017.
You graduated when I was in seventh grade.
I graduated in 2017.
No, you graduated when I was a freshman. You're right.
Exactly.
So that was 10, 11, 12. Oh, that was like 4 years ago, probably.
No, but that's impossible.
No, it's not. You graduated high school when I was in sixth grade.
I know.
You started college when I was in seventh grade, sixth grade. And you, that's it.
I have the diploma.
Go.
I'm lazy, but I have it.
It was 4 years ago.
That's impossible.
No, it's not.
So 5 years ago is where I had the ex relationship. That's the
thing. Now I'm confused. No.
Exactly, because that's where I started dating.
That ex relationship, that was seventh grade. I remember because when I... this is how I remember. When I started losing weight, that was when you were with that ex relationship. And I wasn't like the you know, in that weight.
Wow.
That's how I know.
Memories. those 5 years ago, I've evolved so much, and every time like I feel like I'm stuck, I'm like, what was my goal 5 years ago? You know, 5 years ago I wanted to work with a lot of bands that were working 24/7. Check. Well, thanks to his mom, because her comments really, really pushed me to, you know what, I'm gonna prove these people wrong, like, you know.
Yeah.
So those comments really pushed me, and I started working with those bands. Then after that, I thought I was just gonna be a singer, you know. But now I'm an entrepreneur, or I can say I already have the company, and I'm managing that company. And it's just crazy how I evolved as a person and as a person. But I feel like I could have taken a shorter route, or everything would have been faster if I followed certain steps.
Wait, I have a question. Are you going to read an actual letter, or are you just going to say?
Listen.
Oh, okay. Because I did a letter.
Steps, right. Okay. So I always, like, today, the topic that I wanted to do is write a letter to your younger self. And that really made me realize a lot of things. But I'm still proud, don't get me wrong. But, you know, life.
Yeah, I mean, everything happens. But, you know, you wish you knew things back then.
Yeah.
That you would know
And
now.
Those 5 years wasted, I could have done in 1 year and a half. Like, legit, 1 year and a half.
Well, I, you know, looking back, I am still, like, in high school. Well, not still in high school. I'm going to college still. So, I mean, if I really look back, I would talk to myself as an 8-year-old. Because I started going through everything, like, in quotations. You know
oh, my
what I
God,
mean?
That's
when
right.
When I was, like,
wow,
12.
I'm very old.
Yeah.
Ew. Dear Val. Shut up. Dear Val.
Dear Isa, please shut your sister up. Thank you.
Dear Val, one thing I would do is get your GED and go to a community college. And that's because of the career that I am in. This doesn't require to everyone.
But you did go to a community college.
I did, but I wasted my years in high school.
In high school, yeah.
Either get a GED or take homeschool, you know, and then go straight to college. College doesn't matter. School doesn't matter. What matters is your talent and how much you want it. So, bam.
Exactly. Hard work.
But I would take business classes, for sure.
That is true.
If mm-hmm. something, you know. Another thing is learning piano and mastering. Val, please, go get your damn piano and actually take that shit serious. Because now it's, like, harder to do.
Yeah. Oh.
But even though nothing is impossible, but that's not my main goal right now. But back then, I had so much time that I could have, you know. Save money. Whatever money you have no bills to pay. So save that money
yes.
and put it somewhere Agreed. Where that money is going to be multiplied by 20.
Exactly.
Or more. Pick up Val. Stop wasting time
Val.
With friends that have no future. Pick wisely. Ooh. Pick friends and boyfriends wisely, those who have a vision, a plan, a goal, who are not lazy, who are willing to do their best, who wants to go exercise, who wants to go to the gym, who wants to eat healthy, Amen. Who are gonna push you, who are competitive in a good way. Stop talking shit about people. And I say this because everyone talks shit. Whoever says,
everyone.
No, I don't talk shit. I'm cool as fuck. No, yeah. You have talked shit. I've heard you talk shit because I've seen people post like how good of a person they are. And it's like,
no, go back to our first episode. We talk about this. We all talk shit. We're all stupid. But at the same time, it's like we got to like
control that.
Yeah.
Because I talk so much shit about certain individuals that did me wrong. And at the end, I ended up doing their same action because that's what karma does to you. So stop talking shit. Boyfriends are an addition to your life, not a distraction, not a negative to your life. So please, if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, dear Val, please make them have a vision with you, because if you're the one pushing them, I feel like if I see that you have no goal, if I see that you have nothing in your life, you are not doing something for you, I will get bored little by little. And that's just something I learned about me. I didn't know this. This is something I learned about myself and through life.
Whoa.
So you gotta get something. So dear Val, get boyfriends that are, you know, that are gonna push you, because I'm the type of person who loves to work, who loves to run. I love activities. I love eating healthy. I don't know. So I feel like that's important.
I mean, I think everyone is like that, kind of. Like, if you, I mean,
not everyone.
Not everyone, not as bad as how we would be, but like, I'm pretty sure that a lot of people think the same way. And go back to the Little Mix song, Going Nowhere. That's basically it. That's what it is. Okay, bye.
Yeah, but back then, I just thought about, I feel like I was always like that. Like, even with, like, the boyfriend that I had for high school. Like, I remember he didn't want me to do music. And I broke up with him because of that.
Yeah.
You know, so if it involves you, like, diminishing my light, you're out of my life.
Wow.
And if if I know you're a good person, but I know that you got nothing going on, little by little, I will get bored because that's who I am. And that's how I guess I was raised. I don't know who the fuck I am. Okay. So, dear Val, weed is amazing, but it's not the craziest thing. Yeah.
Like, I don't know Wait,
weed.
Oh,
I don't know why people make it such a big deal. Like, I feel like weed is good if you're going to take two hits, meditate, and go to sleep.
Like, I don't like it.
Yeah, and dude, it's like not a big deal.
It's not.
Alcohol is stupid. I prefer people doing weed than alcohol. So true. Smoking true. Weed because...
I almost got run over by someone doing weed.
Yeah, so dude, it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. God. I don't care, but I almost got run over and almost died. I saw my life flashing before my eyes.
Alcohol is a big deal.
Alcohol is worse.
But alcohol is stupid, guys. Guys, don't do alcohol.
Don't drink and drive because
that's a bad drug. That's a bad drug. Even though I still do it, that's a bad drug. But I don't do it like before. But that's a bad drug. So also, I would just focus that 1 year just on me, no distractions on the company, and being my own damn boss, so I can generate a lot of more money and I could be free right now. Because if I would have thought that when I was like 19 or 21, right now I would have been like I would have been chilling. Oh my god, this one, listen to more salsa. Bye. If I knew I was gonna do a project with my dad, which that was my that was my goal. If I knew that was going to become real,
yeah,
I would have listened to more salsa instead of like fucking practicing pop. Even though, no, pop is great.
Yeah.
But that's not the genre that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And punch that bully. That bully in middle school. And punch
that bitch.
Punch those bitches that slut shame you. Punch everyone. I feel like punching is better than saying things with your words because words hurt more. So I'm not saying violence, but it's like I feel like some people.
And then
people,
you feel great.
Yeah, I feel like some people do deserve that punch because bullying is not acceptable.
Okay? Yeah,
and it shouldn't be acceptable in the United States or any country. So, yeah. And punch that bully who bullied you in the band when I first started. So yeah, the end.
I wonder what our letters will look like 5 years from right now.
Oh my god, stop.
I wonder what it would look like. Okay, my
probably
turn.
The same shit.
My turn. Letters to younger self. 9-year-old me, okay? I'm not like talking college because I'm only starting college right now. Oh. So we'll see. I wrote a whole letter. Let's see. Dear young Isa, hope you are well at this time of your life.
Well, you actually wrote like hope you are well. Like, yeah.
I just want to give you some tips and advice for the future. But knowing you,
this
probably
is better than mine.
For the future, but knowing you, you probably will think I don't know any better. But just listen and trust me or yourself. Number one, learn how to listen. What? Learn how to. Well, I don't even understand what I'm writing. Learn how to listen and learn. Learn how to listen and learn. It's how you will get by in so many situations.
Wow. I should have put that.
That's all it says. Because honestly, that's all you need to know. Number two. This is sad. Don't think you are alone because you are not. You will get through all the difficult situations you're facing. Speak out early. Early is key. And trust your family, especially your dad. He knows more than you know.
My dad?
Yes.
Wow.
Because he helps me a lot.
Oh,
in the beginning, when he was the only one. But he was the only one I told.
Oh.
And so, but then listen, because as much as, that's what it says. Because as much as you think in some things you won't understand, he understands more than you know, whatever. Number three, start early.
Start early war. Wait. Start early what?
Where? Start early. In the future, your whole dream is to be on Broadway and to move to New York and go to AMDA. I don't know about Broadway. We are still on our way to that. But start early. Start saving money now. I know you're little pequeña, but still, start saving money now. I mean, I know your mind.
Like, ask your parents, $20, $20. Wow, yeah. What if we can go back to our future? Like, this is just a letter? What if this is, like, destined? Oh, my God, no.
That's what I was thinking. Start saving money now, okay? Start now. I know I started dancing and acting really late. So start everything now and don't ever stop. Number four, always listen to your parents and sister and help them with anything they need if you can. Number five, take advantage of your parents and sister and Miami because you will move to New York and it's going to be tough knowing you won't see them every day. Wow. Number six, have fun and try to be the best you can be. Don't worry and don't stress about the future. It's stupid and you have no control. We are dealing with a pandemic right now in 2020 and there's been so many deaths and plans will be ruined or in a more difficult situation. So just have a goal, live in the moment, and we're not promised tomorrow. Don't listen to your teachers. You'll go very far. They're wrong. Trust me, I know. Take up on the guitar because you stupid bitch didn't do shit with the guitar. So just take up on it. Trust me. You know, stupid little bitch. And last one. You are doing just fine being single. We're rocking it.
Exactly. I always tell my sister, like, don't get a boyfriend. Trust me. It's just a lot of time. And it's not that it's bad because I'm the type of person that loves having a boyfriend. Like, I love the
feeling of having someone with you.
Even though I was single for, like, almost a year, like, it's like, I loved it. But I feel like, for me, I like having someone. It's not having someone. I never knew I liked having someone until I started liking someone.
Wait, you know what I mean?
Because I never thought, I was like, what's the point of having a boyfriend if you're not gonna have those feelings of, you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
And like, once I started having those feelings back again, thanks to one individual actually made me feel first and the other one, I was like, wow, I like this feeling. I like emotions. I like feeling, oh my God, I don't like feeling sad, but it's like, I feel like being sad makes me want to write.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
being happy makes me very happy. What else? The only thing I don't like about having a boyfriend is the fact that I gain weight.
Quote of the day. Quote of the day. Yay. Okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
It's never too late to change your mind, take risks, work harder, learn more, or choose happiness. Wow.
You know, I feel like some quotes are so cliche and positive. And sometimes we just gotta stick with reality. The following quotes that I'm gonna do is actually reality. And it's from the book.
Okay,
so
you want a quote from Isabella Vargas's mouth? Deal with it and suck it up, bitch.
Well,
it's
very positive. It's very positive, which is good. Which is good. A lot of people need positivity.
I like being positive.
I like being negative and realistic. So,
well, that's why.
Opposite.
Yeah, but that's why we're always together, sister.
We thought the same. Okay, guys, you guys can follow us on Let's Talk Shit Miami on YouTube, Instagram. And email us on letstalkshitmiami@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.